Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, y'all, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. This episode sounds a little bit different. It's because I'm relaxing in bed, y'all. I am relaxing in bed, and I make no apologies for it. So let's go ahead and get into today's episode. First and foremost, I want to invite you to just slow down for a minute. I always try to remember to extend that invitation to you because I know that as a Black woman, life be lifing and we get busy. There are many responsibilities and duties thrust upon us, and it's not always easy to remember to check in with ourselves, to prioritize ourselves, to see how we're doing, how are we feeling, how is our day going, have we even paused to just check in and to breathe and everything. So I want to extend that invitation to you. If you're in a place where you can just slow down, light a candle, make some coffee, make some tea, put on your furry slippers, like whatever you can do while you're in this moment with me as we share this space together, I want you to do that. And also I wanna ask you to breathe with me. We're gonna just take one breath in through the nose and release it out of the mouth, okay? Let's go ahead and do that right now. Here we go. Inhale through the nose, big inhale. And release through your mouth. Hopefully that breath was a centering breath for you. Let's go ahead and get into it. I always like to start the episode also by saying like what I did for self-care. So recently what I did for self-care is I finished my vision board for 2023, y'all. I finished my vision board for 2023. And if you haven't had a chance to complete your vision board, or you're thinking like, oh, I don't really know how I want to do it this year, first and foremost, your vision's important, okay? It's easy to, like I just said before, it's easy to forget about us. It's easy to forget about our needs, our wants, our purpose. It's so easy to just kind of put that to the side as we focus on other people, other things, other duties and responsibilities. So if you haven't had a chance to do that, I really want to encourage you to go ahead and do that. Okay. For me, it took about 3 or 4 hours over the course of about a week because I kept coming back to it. And I did a digital vision board this time. I didn't do one like a, you know how you get the magazines. That's one way of several to make a vision board. You get the magazines, you cut out the pictures and things like that. I didn't do that this year. I was inspired to, do a digital one this year. And actually one of my friends showed me hers recently, and I was like, oh, maybe I should do that too. I was kind of thinking about it, but this year I said I'm definitely going to do it. And so I went to Canva, Canva. If you've never heard of it or you're not familiar, Canva is a platform, an online platform where you can make all kinds of like the social media graphics that you see online. A lot of people use Canva. I think they have a free option available. I use the one that's like $12.95 a month or something like that. In any case, that is how I created my vision board. I took some time to find pictures that I wanted to use.
And actually, once I was done, I sat back and I was like, oh, this is popping. And so I actually made that my screensaver for my MacBook. And again, it took me just about 3 or 4 hours. I'm saying just, right? About 3 or 4 hours over the course of about a week, me kind of coming back to it. And there's so many different things that you can do. Like for me, I put pictures, and over each picture, there's probably about, I would say maybe about 20, 25 pictures, I would guess, on mine. Anything from, I do have a new vehicle on there that I have my eye on. I have pictures of my daughter. I have pictures of like the sister circle that I am in community with on a very regular basis. So there's different themes on my vision board, from sisterhood to being completely debt free to just making sure I foster a good relationship with my daughter. I'm trying to think what else is on there. Home ownership is on there. I'm going to own a home, y'all. I've been saying that for like 100 years. I'm going to own a home. You are hearing me speak these words. Has not come to fruition yet, but I am going to be a home. I am already a homeowner. Okay. I am already a homeowner. I'm going to stop saying that I'm going to be. I am already a homeowner. It just hasn't occurred here in the physical realm yet, but I'm a homeowner. I am debt free. So, you know, just me using these images as a reminder of things that I already have, it's already mine to claim, right? So, and then on each picture, I put words, different words of affirmation. So again, if you haven't had a chance to do that, you know, just something for you to consider. I really want to encourage you to do that and take that picture, put it on your phone, put it in different places where you're going to see it, print it out, put it on your refrigerator, right? Print it out, put it in your car, print it out, put it on your bathroom mirror, just different places where you can see that vision board. So that way you can just constantly be reminded of the things that you are, the things that you have. What does the Bible say? Act as if, what is the Bible verse? Look, don't get me to lying. You know what Bible verse I'm talking about. Okay. Make that vision plain. All right. So that's what I did for self-care. Very, very recently. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to be talking about gurus and influencers on this podcast episode, but really quick, I want to shout out two reviews that I received, just so I can say, hey girl, hey. So you know what? I don't have my glasses on, but it looks like it says signed by Lisa, says this podcast is so raw and I love that. I appreciate you, sis. And then this other one is from Mel RI44, who says in essence that she looks forward to listening to the show and that Brown Girl Self-Care podcast is listed in her top 5. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your life's journey. Thank you for allowing me to just kind of be a friend in your head. I get that email sometimes. People say I'm like their auntie in their head, or their friend, their bestie in their head, and things like that. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. So thank you so much for taking the time to leave that 5-star rating and review. Okay. So y'all, let's go ahead and get into it. Let's talk about these gurus and influencers, okay? Now, I want to say up front that this episode is in no way meant to talk mess about anyone that you may possibly follow. I'm not going to be saying names or giving specifics like that or anything like that where you can identify, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that kind of party, okay? Typically these days, I just do my best just to worry about myself, basically. So I'm not here to spread drama and talk mess, but there are some concerning things happening. And the farther we go in technology, the farther that we go in social media, you know, I don't mean to make social media sound like the bad guy, but I just feel like things are happening in a very rapid pace, and our minds have not even had a chance to catch up with this expansion of technology. Our brains are very powerful, but this technology is something, it's on a whole nother level. And I don't believe, based on what I've been reading and seeing, that we were even meant to necessarily, like, how can I say this? Because again, the brain is very powerful, but it's like, I don't think we were built necessarily for some of the things that are kind of coming our way. Like, we haven't evolved as quickly as other things, like technology and things like that, is what I'm basically trying to say. So in any case, I just want to make sure that I let you know that this is not like a messy episode or anything like that. I really try not to do any messiness as far as like on the podcast and stuff like that. But I just, you know, I want you to be sure that you are using common sense. I want to make sure that you are using the wisdom that God implanted into your spirit. Like, he gave us a spirit of discernment. And some of these gurus, some of these influencers, y'all, like, they're giving, like, it's like these, I feel like they're like these new, they're the new pulpit pimps, you know, the pulpit pimps, the pastors, right? And we aren't ready for that conversation, though. Don't send me no little nasty emails. I'm just speaking my truth today, because I honestly, all kidding aside, I just want you to be careful. So I'm going to give you a few things that I have noticed about certain gurus, if you will, influencers, whatever word you want to call them. There's a few things that I've kind of noticed a recurring. It happens over and over and over with different influencers. And so I'm like, I just want to make sure that we are careful in 2023 and beyond. Okay. Now, let me point something out. First of all, everybody has influence, okay? Everyone has influence, whether you believe me or not, okay? Everyone has influence. Now, you may or may not have a huge platform. You may not have, like, for example, you may not have written a book. You might not be, like, this big wig. You may not have a TV show or, like, this huge amount of followers on social media or anything like that. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Most people don't. Most people don't, right? But constantly relying on social media will leave you feeling like, oh man, I'm unworthy, or I'm lacking because I don't have this big platform. I don't have this huge following. Like, I don't even think Jesus would be popular on social media. He would, I mean, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, he had what, 12 disciples, 12 people, 12 men that picked up or dropped what they were doing and followed him. You know what I'm trying to say? It's not like Jesus had this when he was alive, like this huge following. You know, does that make sense? So it's like, you aren't lacking. You are worthy. You're not lacking. You don't have to have millions of followers or whatever for you to feel like you do have influence. If you are in a friendship, if you're in a relationship, if you have children, which all of us are at least one of those things. We're in relationship with other people at minimum, right? So you do have influence just by sharing the things that you share. How often is it that you're talking to a girlfriend on the phone and you're like, "Ooh, girl, I just went to, I'm trying to think of something real quick. I just went to so-and-so's nail shop and they, you know, gave me a glass of champagne. And when I was getting my foot massage, the chair was just so comfortable and it was so clean and it was so beautiful. And I left and my, like, look at my nails, my toes are just sparkling." And you send a picture, right? What is she going to do? She's going to at minimum check it out. She's going to at minimum kind of do a little research and be like, where did she go? I want to go there too. You know what I'm trying to say? So we all of us, we have a certain amount of influence. So never feel like you're lacking or like you're not good enough if you're not, you know, quote unquote, out there with this huge, you know, following or anything like that. Okay. And just so you know, for the record, when I was researching it, kind of like influencers and things like that, according to Forbes, they wrote an article last year, at least this article that I saw said that over 50 million people consider themselves like an influencer, like an influencer or like a creator, right? 50 million. You know how many zeros that is? So there are 50 million people minimum walking around here thinking that they are a influencer / creator. And they are. Okay. All of us are creators. All of us are influencers. And I just expect this number to keep on going. And as this number increases, there's just going to be more opportunities for people to just be out here doing funny business. They're already out here doing funny business, but it's even more so going to be more people out here doing funny business, having some of us fall for the okie doke. And we just really have to make sure that the person that we are following, like, what are they about? What are they about? What does their platform stand on? What are they claiming as their truth? Who are they? Right? Where does their beliefs stem from? There's so many things that you just need to be mindful of as we open up our ears. And it's not even just our physical ears. We're opening up our physical ears and our physical eyes, as well as our spiritual ears and spiritual eyes. Okay, like that, whatever we're listening to, whatever we're watching, whatever we're reading, you know, it gets down into our spirit, whether you believe it or not. It gets down to into our subconscious, and we kind of cling to those things. And the more we hear someone talk about this, like, for example, let's say one of the influencers that you follow. Okay, let's just say it's me. Say I'm this big influencer, you know, with hundreds of thousands of followers, whatever. And I say something along the lines of, black women, forgive me, y'all, but I'm going to go there. This is not a truth, okay? But I say something along the lines of, black women are... Black women, their skin is too dark and their hair is too nappy to ever be considered beautiful. First of all, could you imagine? I'm sure there are people out there with platforms that talk about that. I don't know of any, but I'm sure they're out there. In any case, imagine that I said that, okay? And I had these people listening to me, hanging on my every word, thinking that everything that I said was correct, everything that I said was facts, everything that I said was truth, everything that I said was just, like, you know what I mean? Just everything I said was just heaven sent. And I just kept repeating that, like, every opportunity. Black women are too dark skinned and their hair is too nappy and kinky to ever be considered a standard of beauty. And I just said that all the time. That was, like, just something that just kept coming out of my mouth. Like, if you're not strong in your truth, if you don't have a spirit of discernment that says, you know what, that don't sound right. You know what I mean? Like, that don't sound right. You're going to just keep allowing those kind of messages into your spirit. And you're going to start believing that. You're going to start, and what you believe, you act upon, okay? So there's going to be even more self-loathing, even more just how you would react. Let's say, for example, you had a daughter who had beautiful dark brown skin. How would you treat her? Let's say her hair is like mine, coily and kinky. But you, in your mind, you're like, her hair, it's just too much. It's just too much to deal with. How would you treat her? Would you treat her with love? Would you treat her with respect? You know, would you raise her in such a way that she knows that she is just beautiful and intelligent and everything? Or would you just kind of, like, treat her like trash? And then she grows up with that mindset about herself. Do you see what I'm saying? So we just have to be very careful when we're listening to people, anyone, right? That has a position, I guess, of influence or authority in our lives. Okay, and we all have different people that might hold that position. We have to make sure that what they are saying to us, we have to make sure that the words they are speaking over us, we have to make sure that the words that are coming out of their mouth is in alignment with what God says, is in alignment with your spirit, is in alignment with, you know what I'm trying to say? And unfortunately, there are people out there that's just not the case. All right. You know, here's the thing. Like I said, some influencers, I'm getting tongue-tied. I'm so comfortable here. I'm recording this from my bed. But some influencers will say anything and do anything to make them numbers number. We all know about social media and the algorithm and stuff like that. Look, listen, my algorithm sometimes is just trash. okay? Because I'm not showing up for the machine. Social media is a machine. I'm not showing up for the machine every day. If you see me on social media, you know it's probably right now anyway. Once in a blue moon, maybe once a week, once every couple of weeks or something like that, where I might post something that I feel led to post or inspired to post. I just don't have the capacity to be on there every day. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. I don't have it in me. I just don't. So the algorithm is like, bump you. You're not feeding the machine. So we're not going to, we're not putting your stuff out there, sis. Try again. But I mean, that's just, it is what it is, right? But some of these influencers and gurus out there will say anything, including making you feel like trash, making you feel bad about yourself, right? To make them numbers number. And in my opinion, there's a difference between like, zhuzhing something up, you know, like in other words, doing a little Salt Bae. Is Salt Bae still a thing? Listen, I don't know. But how Salt Bae be like sprinkling the little salt or the seasonings or whatever on the meat with his little with a little flick of the wrist. Like, there's a difference between zhuzhing something up to make it a little more exciting and different and new. And I love that. I love that kind of creativity, right? So you might zhuzh up a headline or something like that, because you know it'll pull people in. Obviously. However, there's a difference between that and then just like, you know, lying, faking the funk, creating drama, creating toxic situations, creating harm intentionally to another person or another community, like doing those types of things, or like doing the fake little drama stuff to get the numbers up. It's like desperate influencers and gurus, like they'll say anything to appeal to the masses. Because when the numbers are numbering and the numbers go up, we all know this, this is nothing new. That's where the money resides, right? And there's absolutely nothing wrong with making money. Hear me when I say that, because I know I'm claiming my wealth in 2023. Okay. But the way that I create wealth to it, like, I don't want it to be in a harmful way. I don't want it to be in a way where it feels fake or phony to me. Like, I just, there have been so many opportunities I have shied away from, to my detriment maybe sometimes, I guess, because if it doesn't feel right and in alignment with what I feel like I'm put here to do, then I will pass on it. And some people have said, oh my God, you're stupid. Okay. Or girl, why don't you do X, Y, Z? And I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel right. But, you know, these gurus and these influencers, some of them, not all, have to make sure I stress that, it's not everyone, but some of them, like, they'll just say anything or do anything if they think it's going to appeal to the most amount of people, regardless of if it's in integrity with who they are, who they say they are, who they want to be, right? And so you just have to be careful, all right? So let's go ahead and get into these. I have maybe like three things that I want you to look for or be mindful of when it comes to these, some of the influencers and gurus that are out there. Let's go ahead and take a quick little break right here, okay?
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach.
Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy glowing skin for summer with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau will see your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. Get KIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change.
All right, I am back. So we're talking about gurus and influencers. And just some things to be mindful of in 2023, okay? The first thing that I would say is, I'm trying to get through my notes here, y'all. I don't have my glasses on. The first thing that I would say is that, and these are in no particular order, but these are three, like two or three things that I've noticed, and you may have noticed them too. If not, I want you just to be on alert, right? Check in with your spirit and see how it lands with you. See how it feels. Typically, your first instinct is the right instinct, okay? We have our instinct and that inner wisdom to protect us, to help guide us, okay? So the first thing that I would say is something I've noticed is they jump around from thing to thing, and they sell different things at different times. Now listen, I am definitely a pivot queen, and there are times where I've just been like, I don't know what I'm doing. That is real talk. If you are in my friend group, you know this is a place I've been at for a while now. Like, oh, am I doing the right thing? But I'm doing it from a place of integrity. It's not like for me, like a money grab. So for example, they'll jump around from thing to thing. So like one minute they're like a hair expert. And then then you look up and then they're teaching piano lessons. And then after that, you know, they've gotten good with God. So now they're selling Bibles, for example, or Bible studies or Bible devotionals. And then in the next season, now they're designing clothes. And then 2 weeks later, they're doing makeup tutorials. Like, there's nothing wrong with the pivot. I feel like we all have a right to switch things up at any time, right? Because we're not necessarily always meant to do different seasons, different things. Does that make sense? But again, there's nothing wrong with the pivot. But the thing that does concern me, not the pivot, but what does concern me is that they will take you along for that ride. And each pivot, they are asking you to buy into like supporting their mission. That's the thing. Not that they're selling different products, but it's like I've seen gurus who will kind of like have their hand out and say, okay, right now I'm gonna create this new hair cream, but I need your money to I need your $50,000 collectively to help me launch this product. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Okay. There's nothing wrong with crowdfunding and all those kind of things. But let's just keep going with that. So you chip in, you know, $50 and you're like, yes, sis, I got you. I'm excited because I know you can help me with my hair and, you know, all those things. And then you look up and they've collected $40,000, $50,000 and then they don't do anything with that. And you're like, okay, that's weird. And you may or may not get your money back. You may forget about it. You know what I'm saying? But then next year you look up and you're like, oh, let me see what happened with so-and-so. And so you hop on their page and now they are pushing piano tutorials. And you're like, well, wait a minute. What? I forgot. I had sent her $50 to get that new hair cream. I wonder what happened with that. But all of those, that trail has disappeared. You know, they've started fresh. And now they're pushing this magical piano tutorial or whatever, piano lessons. And they're like, okay, I want to do this, but I need you to help me fund my dream. And I need $50,000 or now it's $100,000. I need $100,000 to get this special piano that will, you know, magically play a certain key that only the unicorns can hear. And then once the unicorns hear it, they will come to me and help me create the most magical piano lessons you have ever heard. And you are going to be playing like a pro within 30 days. Okay. I know this sounds really ridiculous. I'm just going off the cuff here. Your girl doesn't always plan everything out. I'm trying more and more to just speak from, you know, from my inner wisdom. So here we go. But do you see what I'm saying? I know I'm giving you a silly little example, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's not the pivot. It's the pivot where, because there is some, listen, I'm still uncertain about things. Like I said, if you're in my friend group, you know, like I've considered like, but it, most of the things I've done have all more or less been in like the same type of lane, if that makes sense. Not that there's anything wrong with me moving on to something else once I feel like my work with, like, for example, if and when I feel like my work with Brown Girl Self-Care is done, right, I have no problem with, you know, saying, hey, I'm transitioning. I'm moving on to something else. I think I've said all that I can say about self-care. Does that make sense? And now my next thing that I want to kind of dive into is creating lampshades. I don't know. I'm just saying, right? There's nothing wrong with pivoting. I feel like there are times when we should pivot. But the thing that burns my biscuits is when you have someone that continuously does that. It's almost like a scam. I hate to even use that word, but that's how it feels. And they're just on to the next, and they keep asking you to fund that vision, right? And I think that's wrong. So that's the first thing that I would say as a sign, like, be careful, okay? The second thing that I would say, and this is something that I recently saw and I was just like, I was floored. Some, not all, I know that this does not apply to every single social media influencer, guru, if you will, whatever you want to call them. Some of them believe that they changed you. Like, they are responsible for changing your life completely as if you didn't have anything to do with it. Okay. I saw this very recently. Now let's be clear. Someone can help you. Let's say, for example, you and I are working together and I maybe can act like a guide or a mentor or whatever the case may be, but I'm not the one that's doing your work. I can't do your work for you. So let's say you came to me and I magically had all the answers, right? I had all the answers. I could tell you exactly what to do. And there are some people that are really, really good at, for example, at business stuff. And they can tell you exactly what to do in order to line yourself up with success, in order to line yourself up with wealth building, wealth generating, right? There are people in the game that are really, really good at that, okay? I tip my hat to those people because that ain't me. But here's the difference. Like, again, let's just say I had all the answers and I gave them to you, right? Here's the thing. I cannot make you do those things. I cannot make you shift your mindset. I cannot make you change your belief. I cannot make you do the work. I can't, like, I don't have control over that. I don't have control over that. But there are some people out there that want to, like, kind of like claim like it was them that changed you. It was them that, like, I can't even explain it. I wish I could remember what exactly kind of raised my awareness to this one person. But in several instances, the feeling was just like, I did that. Very arrogant. Like, I did that. Look what I did. You know what I'm trying to say? But it's actually you, the person that's listening, the person that is looking for help, that is doing the work. Does that make sense? It's you that is growing. It's you that is shifting your mindset. It's like me saying that because you listen to this podcast, I have completely changed your life. does that make sense? Are you following me? No. I didn't change your life, right? I think sometimes these gurus, like, they think so highly of themselves, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it gets to the point where they feel like they're God. And actually, I did hear someone refer to themselves as God, and I was completely floored. I was completely floored. I had to stop watching this person's video. That is a very slippery slope, in my opinion. This person said that they were God. Not that they were made in God's image, which we are, or anything like that. It was really just like, God made me, and so I am God. Right? And I know that there may be a way to kind of interpret that, but the feeling that I was getting was like, this person really thinks that they are as powerful as God. I'm sorry, but the creation is never more powerful than the creator, okay? The creation is never on the same level as the creator, period, okay? So that was another thing that I wanted to bring to your attention. Like, just be aware that it's actually you doing the work. It's actually you putting in the effort. It's actually you working, doing the healing, for example. Let's go back to my podcast. Yes, I do speak about different things and you know, bring different topics to light and things like that, but I don't have the power to change your life. Not in the way that, like, for example, this person, going back to that person, like, I'm not God. I don't know everything. I'm not omnipotent. Like, that's just not what the situation is. So we just have to be very careful of giving our power away to some of these people that really think that they're the ones that are responsible for changing us. Does that make sense? So that was the second thing that I wanted to just kind of, you know, bring your attention to. And then the final thing that I would say is some of these gurus and influencers, like, they think that they know everything, or they come off like they do. Like, they never make a mistake. They're perfect. They're always perfectly done. They have the perfect answer to everything. They always have the perfect answer, saying things that sound amazing. And like, all of it's because they want to draw you in. They want to draw you in. But just because someone says something that sounds perfect, that sounds amazing, like, it doesn't mean that they have your best interest at heart all the time. Just because someone says something doesn't mean that they know what the hell they're even talking about. And, you know, I kind of chuckle because there's been a few times where I'll be like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, I will say that. I will say that. Like, I don't have no problem saying, listen, I went to Google University and I Googled some things, or I heard so-and-so talking about this, and so I, you know, they recommended a book, and so I read it, or, you know, just things like that. Like, I'm still learning. I am a life learner. I am always going to be learning. I don't have any shame in saying that. I don't know everything about self-care, period. I don't know everything about life, period. I don't know everything about setting boundaries. I don't know everything about journaling and taking care of your body and juicing and intermittent fasting and, you know, all those things. Like, I don't know everything about that. I may have a little more experience or a lot more experience than you in certain instances. And what I do know, I will bring to the table and share it with you, not necessarily as a fact, but as a, this is what I've, you know, I've uncovered. This is what I've tried. This is what I'm learning. This is what I experienced. This is what I did. This is what I read about. These are some things I've, you know, been working on. Like, I try not to just be like, well, this is the fact. And you know what I mean? Like, that's just not me. I don't know everything. And I have no problem even saying, hey, if you know, if you've heard something different or you know about XYZ, send me an email and let us just know, because I don't know everything. And I'm humble enough to say, I don't know. I don't have the answer. I'll get back to you. Or listen, girl, I don't know anything about that, but it sounds interesting, but I don't know anything about that. Like, so I think it's fine as long as they say, you know, that they're learning, exploring, it's just their opinion or things like that. But there are some people out there where everything they say, it's like they're speaking, like like their knowledge is a fact all the time. Like, everything they say is a fact. Everything they say is the truth. They don't leave any windows where you can feel safe enough to explore for your own self or to do your own homework, do your own due diligence. It's just like, this is the way and everything else is wrong. You know what I mean? It's very black and white with some of these influencers sometimes. And we just have to be very careful of that. I used to be someone who was very black and white, not necessarily on the podcast. I'm just reflecting back on life about a lot of things. For me, it was very black or white. There was no in between. There was no room for me to open myself up to even learn about other different things like walks of life or different things like that. I was just very hard about it. I'm glad that I am learning to release that need to hold on to things being very black and white, which allows me to not be as judgmental as I have been in the past. But you know, I just want you to be cautious and aware that if someone is saying something and they're speaking like they just know everything, like Forrest Gump, I know all there is to know about XYZ, or was that Bubba Gump? Whoever it was. Like, if that's how they're always talking about everything, that would be like a red flag for me, because nobody knows everything. You can be an expert in your field, obviously, but nobody knows everything. They just don't. Nobody knows everything. That's one of the reasons why I want to start inviting guests onto the podcast, more guests for 2023. I've had some in the past, obviously, because I still have a lot to learn and explore. I want to hear different opinions from my own about certain things, because there's when we share information and it's not so like rigid and I know everything, so you just need to fall in line. Like, that's where the growth is. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to change your opinion, but we learn from each other. That's how we learn. That's how we grow, right? We're not all the same. There's just so many different experiences out there that, you know, if we're rigid in our beliefs, as far as like what you think is always right, it's always facts. There's no room for anyone else to kind of get in there and connect with you. There's no room to build community. There's no room for anything, right? So those are the three things I just wanted to bring to your attention in 2023. I'm sure there are some other things, but those were like major things that popped up for me that I was like, because I kept seeing a repeated like pattern over and over. And I'm like, I want to talk about this because, like I said, like influencers, they're not going away. Gurus, like, they're not, that's not going to go away anytime soon. And so even with me, like I said, I've said this before, like, do your own research. How do the things that I say resonate with your truth, your understanding, right? Your spirit. Maybe they do, but I'm sure some of the things don't. Or there's a question mark. And hopefully with that question mark, you'll go and you'll do a little more digging, do a little more research, do a little more prayer, do a little more quiet time. You know what I'm saying? Just so you can know or better know yourself and what you believe, right? Just because I say it doesn't mean you have to believe it. Just because I say it doesn't mean it's like always a 100% set in stone fact. So I just want to make sure that no one gets the wool pulled over their eyes, right? In 2023, I want to make sure that we're not just blindly, following folks that do not necessarily have our best interest at heart on some level, right? Because again, as we know, with capitalism and how this society functions, we have to make money. I get that 1,000,000%. But I think there can be a better way to do that with some of the people that are out there. That's just my opinion. And so again, I just wanted to bring that to you and just, you know, advise you just to be careful. Be careful. I honestly didn't think this podcast episode was going to be 40 minutes, but here we are. I'm not sure how this happens every time. If you go back and you look at previous episodes, you see that most of them end right around this time. I guess this is just where it needs to be. I guess this is what I need to give. So this is what you got. So that's it for the podcast. I would love to hear from you. If you have any topic suggestions, you can always email them to me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Send me a note. I love reading your emails. And if you haven't done so already, if you find this podcast helpful, I would love it if you left a 5-star rating and review, as well as maybe share it with your friends. Let them know that there's this goofy Black girl, and I mean goofy in a good way, not in a bad way. Goofy Black girl who talks about self-care, and sometimes she talks about some dope stuff. That's exactly what you should say. There's this dope, don't say goofy, there's this dope Black girl who's very beautiful and very smart, and she has a self-care podcast that you absolutely have to listen to, right? It'll change your life. That's what you should say. And then share the link to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. All kidding aside, thank you so much for being a part of this community, the best part of this community. I know that we're going through a lot right now, and I purposely didn't even want to talk about the recent events that have transpired because I'm just not in a place to do so. But just know that I'm aware and I don't take it lightly. That's another reason why I do the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, because unfortunately, we're going to keep having those types of experiences. And sometimes we just need a comfortable place to land, right? And that's one of the things that I want the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast to be. So hopefully I'm succeeding with that in even the smallest of ways. So thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed week, and I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.